My name is Lily, and I am one of Ruth's grandchildren. I really love the two origami fountains in Japantown. We'd go to Japantown together. We'd go to the origami store, of course, because we both love origami. And we'd see the fountains on the way in, and they were just these beautiful geometric shapes.
The two bronze fountains set in a river of stones recall abstracted lotus or water lily flowers. They're perfect for their setting, with echoes both of Japanese paper folding techniques and of forms important in Japanese art. The fountains have a commanding presence, but they started off as explorations in paper.
She loved paper in general. She would tell me what a remarkable medium it is because it can do things that other materials can't.
As for the forms of these fountains, here's Ruth's son, Paul.
It's a bit of both worlds. It's a bit of Japanese origami and also of the paper folding technique from Black Mountain College.
At this radical college where Ruth studied in the late 1940s, resources were scarce. Paper was manipulated using accordion fold techniques to create strong three-dimensional forms, then smoothed out and reused. Nothing was wasted. And anything could be turned into art with imagination and persistence, an approach Ruth followed all her life.
Spending time with her was always fun. She was always busy working on a project, whether it was like gardening or sculpture or painting, drawing, clay, and I got to learn a lot of things just being around her.
Ruth taught origami to Lily's fourth grade class.
And she brought a whole box of different samples, frogs and cranes and boxes and flowers. Everyone was so excited to have her come, and she let me kind of stand up there with her and teach. So it was really my first experience teaching, which I ended up, growing up to be a teacher. And she always wanted to make sure that there was the lesson, but also the how you can push it forward.
Before leaving, Ruth reminded Lily's classmates that origami works even with paper from the recycling bin. You don't need fancy materials to be creative. By the way, don't miss the cast concrete panels depicting Japanese fairy tales and festivals on the benches nearby. Ruth and the children of local storekeepers made them in baker's clay.